firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Fa'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika Ya Noorallah Marhaba Dear viewers of Barani channel, once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And very warm welcome to you and your family. And we're so delighted, we're so, mashallah, happy that you have made some time to watch our beautiful silsila quest of a believer. Alhamdulillah, this is the blessed month of Ramadan. And what a better time to learn ilmi deen in the blessed month of Ramadan, where rewards are multiplied by Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani channel, many topics have been discussed. And alhamdulillah, today a very, very, very important topic will also be discussed. But before we do that, let us, inshallah, azza wa jalla, quote a blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the virtues of the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the blessed hadith mubarakah, the mafhum of which is that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah would be those people who used to send lots and lots of durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurallah. Quest of a believer. This is indeed a journey for us as mu'mineen, for us as believers towards the akhirah. Remember, we are on a safar. This is not our destination. Our destination is the hereafter. And therefore, we will indeed come across many difficulties, many obstacles. But thanks to our beautiful Dawat-e-Islami for having given us this beautiful platform in the form of Madani channel, where we are able to explore and to engage with all the viewers of Madani channel on some important religious matters. Viewers of Madani channel, today we will be so privileged, inshallah, thumma inshallah, to learn some deeni lessons from a very wonderful topic, develop your forbearance. Viewers of Madani channel, forbearance is very, very important in the life of mu'mineen, in the life of believers. Just to highlight and provide the definition of forbearance and its importance. Peers of Madani channel, from many attributes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one beautiful attribute is forbearance. Forbearance means to suppress the anger by your own nature. Meaning to suppress anger when you are filled with anger is called forbearance. Remember, anger is in the human nature and a matter where we have no power. We are not responsible for it, but to become uncontrollable due to being angry is indeed a very bad deed. Therefore, whenever we become angry, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should suppress it by displaying forbearance. Suppressing anger and remaining patient has countless amount of virtues. And inshallah, we will just mention a few of those virtues before we, inshallah, before we humbly ask His Eminence to engage us in this beautiful topic, inshallah. Just a few of those. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully mentions that the strongest amongst you is the one who controls himself when filled with anger. And the most tolerant is the one who, despite having power, forgives. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also said, seek honor and piety from Allah Almighty. The blessed companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam humbly asked, but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are telling us that we should seek honor and piety from Allah Azza wa Jal. How should we do that? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that maintain ties with those who break ties with you. Bestow upon those who deprive you and adopt tolerance before those who treat you ignorantly. They are viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. This is the extent that we have been persuaded to have tolerance in the blessed Hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should also make efforts to adopt this noble quality. In the beginning, obviously, it might be hard, it might be very, very difficult. But as we go along, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will have this beautiful attribute of forbearance. Manana Asim Madani Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And once again, welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khaira once again for having me.
MashaAllah. Manana Asim Madani Sahab, another wonderful topic on the table to be discussed. This is forbearance. How do we start this topic? I mean, so many of us lack forbearance. We want to take revenge. You know, we so quick to react, even when it is not necessary. And if we go back to our role model, and that is my Habib, your Habib, and the Habib of all the viewers of Madani Channel, in the Ummah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at large, if we have to look at his seerah, we will be surprised as how he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was tortured. He went through difficulties, but never did he take revenge. He was the embodiment of forbearance. I mean, if you go back into history and see how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journey to Taif, if you go back into the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the journey of Taif, we learn so many lessons as far as forbearance is concerned. If Maulana Sahab could kindly take us through the forbearance of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam during his journey to the city of Taif.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is no one in the world who has been more tortured than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah.
There is no one in the world who has been more oppressed than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no one in the world who has been hurt more than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will not find even a single incident where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam took revenge.
Allah.
Where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his patience.
Allah.
I would like to quote one incident of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will prove that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was truly the embodiment of forbearance. Hazrat Zaid bin Sa'nah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Jewish scholar before embracing Islam, once he bought some dates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and there were still 2 or 3 days remaining before the due date for delivering the dates. He came to the masjid, he entered the masjid, he seized the Jubba Mubarak cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and stared at him harshly and said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the way of all the children of Abdul Muttalib. You people always delay in fulfilling people's rights." Seeing this, the commander of the faithful, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, who glared at him angrily and said, "O enemy of Allah, are you being so disrespectful to the messenger of Allah? By Allah, had it not been for observing the respect due to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would have struck off your head with my sword right now." Upon hearing this, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with the humility, "O Umar, what are you saying?
Allah,
you should have helped both of us by encouraging me to fulfill his right and by advising him to demand indignantly."
Allahu Akbar.
Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered, "O Umar, give him dates equal to his due right and give him some extra as well." When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him more than what was due, he said, "O Umar, why are you giving me more than my right?" He replied, "Because I frightened you by looking at you harshly."
Allah.
"The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded me to give you some extra beyond your right to console you."
Subhanallah.
Hearing this, he said, "O Umar, do you know who I am?" Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "No." He said, "I am Zaid bin Sa'nah, a scholar of the Jews." Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Then why did you behave so disrespectfully towards the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He replied, "O Umar, the reality is that I had recognized all the signs of prophethood in him, except that I still needed to test him regarding two signs. Number one, his forbearance would overpower his anger. And number two, the more ignorance and harshness was shown towards him, the more his forbearance would increase. So I tested him and found both of these signs in him. O Umar, bear witness that I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, Islam as my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my prophet.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I am a very wealthy man. Bear witness that I have given half of my wealth in charity for the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam."
Subhanallah.
Thereafter, he came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recited the kalima, and entered the fold of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
This beautiful incident is teaching us lots of things. When Hazrat Zaid misbehaved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wanted, he could have taken revenge. If he wanted, he could have commanded Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu to chop off his head at the very moment. But he never did that. In fact, when Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke to him harshly, he said to Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O Umar, what are you doing? You should
help both of us.
Help both of us. Encourage me to fulfill his right and advise him to demand gently."
Allah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was so great that this person was the enemy of Islam. He fell in the love of the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sold himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he was a buyer. He bought a few dates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now he had sold himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
He entered in the fold of Islam just due to the great forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Nowadays people are lacking this. Just due to small issues, especially in the month of Ramadan, since they are fasting, when someone makes them upset, so they say that, don't you know I am fasting?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Are you fasting for someone?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
You are fasting for your Allah, so why are you telling someone that, don't you know I am fasting?
Allah.
I will do this to you, I'll do that to you. He says that, don't you know I am fasting, and meanwhile he starts swearing. Meanwhile he starts using vulgar language.
In the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the blessed month of Ramadan. He forgets the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He forgets the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in Taif, when the people of Taif stoned at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made him injured. He was bleeding. Even at that time, he did not take revenge. The angel of Almighty Allah was there, but if he wanted, he could have commanded the angel to destroy the entire nation of Taif.
Allah.
But he never did that. On the day of Fatih Makkah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered with full power and authority, with a great army of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, who were just waiting for the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never entered with the intention of taking revenge from any kafir. Those people were also sitting there who oppressed the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They killed many of the companions. They oppressed many of the companions. And they were waiting for death. These kuffar were sitting like helpless person, and they were waiting for death. They were thinking that the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain will kill us just now. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La tafriwa alaykum al-yawm. No revenge today. I am forgiving you all. And when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this announcement that I have forgiven you all, people started entering in the fold of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just before you continue, this is very important, Mawlana Sahab. I mean, forbearance, it has so much of impact enabling people to enter into the fold of Islam. I mean, look at the forbearance of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and look at how many people entered into the religion of Islam because of the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is very important.
Believer does not respond to a misbehaving person with bad character. He always responds with politeness, with humbleness, with humility. In fact, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith paak that on the day of judgment, a caller will make an announcement, where are the people of virtue? Then some people will stand up and run towards Jannah. When they will be running towards Jannah, the angels of Almighty Allah will stop them and ask them that, why are you running so quickly towards Jannah? So they will say that we are the people of Fadl. So they will ask them that, what is your virtue? They will say that when injustice was done to us, we exercised patience. When people behaved badly towards us, we forgave them. And when anyone treated us with ignorance, we responded with forbearance.
Allah.
That is our virtue, and that is what the announcement has been made for, that the people of Fadl, we are the people of Fadl, and we are the people of Fadl. Hazrat Ali Mola Shere Khuda, Karam Allah Ta'ala, Wajhaul Kareem, says that once Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to me, shall I not guide you to the best of morals of those who came before you and those who will come after you? I submitted, O Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please do. The noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give to the one who deprives you.
Allah.
Forgive the one who wrongs you, and maintain relations with the one who cuts off relations with you.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
How great are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
If we act upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our society will become an exemplary society.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Our society will become a peaceful society. Our houses will become a peaceful houses. Our families will live a peaceful life.
Subhanallah.
Since this thing is lacking in every house, in every family, you will see brother is not speaking to his own brother. You will see brother is not speaking to his own sister. Why? Because this thing is lacking. We are humans, and sometimes shortcomings come in our life.
It happens.
We should try to make sabr on that. We should try to adopt the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should look at the beloved seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
How is his seerah?
They are viewers of Marini channel. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. I mean, look at the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today in our own homes, in our own families, in our own societies, Allahu Akbar, what happens? When somebody just steps on our toes, suddenly we make dua against that particular person. I mean, if you have to listen to brothers and sisters that haven't been talking over very, very petty issues, you'll be amazed. And over and above that, the bad du'as that they have made against each other, Allahu Akbar, out of this world. But look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Hazrat Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala says that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 4 years. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever shouted at me even for one time.
So look at the andaz, look at the mindset of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was us,
we can't be. We don't have this quality. If the tea falls on our cloth,
Allahu
in a gathering, someone comes, mistakenly it happens, tea falls.
Allahu
we are out of control. We try to teach him all the manners.
Allahu Akbar. Even in our own homes, when there is more salt in the food, we can't even bear that.
Yeah.
Our own spouse, our own wives at home, viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. We are not perfect in this world. The way we carry on and the way we carry our lives is as though we are free from faults. It's as though we do not commit mistakes in our lives. But look at person and personality. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how beautifully he has taught us how to develop forbearance. One of those lessons is forgive those who hurt you, forgive those who oppress you, and give and bestow those who deprive you. Viewers of Madani channel, this was indeed a very wonderful discussion. We hope all of us have learned a lot from the expertise of His Eminence. Until we meet again, may Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala grant all of us khair in this blessed month of Ramadan. Amin, amin, bijay Nabi al-Amin, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.